This is a phase one commutation here for Tony Edwards, ADC number is 241394. Mr. Edwards is currently serving his sentence for discharge of firearm at a structure, a 15-year sentence that he's serving at the current time. He has an early release credit date, May 24th to 2028. Yeah, he's asking for a reduction of 10 years. If he receives a reduction of 10 years, he would then have an early release credit date of October 28th of 2019. It should be noted that he has served a previous 10-year sentence for drive-by shooting, and then he had a 15-year sentence for discharging a firearm at a structure, which is this is his next and second sentence. He also had a sentence for a marijuana violation that he was given a 1-year sentence for, but that 1-year sentence is concurrent to run with the 15-year sentence for discharging a firearm. So he has been incarcerated and served his 10-year sentence for the discharge of arm. According to the Ames report that we have here, appears that he has had some recent tickets that he has, which is kind of disappointing because it looks like that he was doing very well for discipline while he was in there, but just recently he has come up with several tickets that he has occurred while he's been incarcerated. On November the 28th of this year, he had a discipline of verbal that was informally resolved. Then on October 4th, he had a tampering with that was informally resolved. Then on October 10th, he had a possession of communication that was dismissed. He had another instant possession of something that was dismissed. But then on February 10th of this year, he had a possession that was a major, and he was found guilty of that. And then in 16, he had February 5th of 16, he had his conspiracy to commit, he was guilty of, that was a major. And then February 5th of 16, he had another promoted in prison contraband that he was guilty of, and that was a major. Then in February 5th of 16, he had another promoted in prison contraband that was a major, and he was found guilty of that. And then in 2015, he was at a disadvantage verbal that was informally resolved. And actually, up until just seemed like more recent, this last 2 years, 16 and 17, is where you had all this violation started to actually pile up on him while he's been incarcerated. He has not had any parole hearings and has not been to the parole board. According to the comp application that he filled out, this is an incident that involved him and some close friends of his. A close friend of his was gunned down by the name of Frank Alexander, was killed in some gang activity. Allegedly, he took it upon himself along with some other friends of his. They were really upset about the death, and he was the only person, according to Mr. Edwards, he was the only person that really stood out, encouraged him to do good, encouraged him to be good, said that his death really, really bothered him, as he was the only person in the community that encouraged him to stay away from gangs, drugs, to pursue his dreams of playing professional basketball. When he was killed, he said he was faced with anger and rage toward those involved in his murder. Says he takes full responsibility for his actions, said that he is seeking to have his sentence reduced for the simple fact that he believes that 25 years is a harsh sentence. It should be also noted that he was actually in college, attending college, working, playing ball at the time that this incident happened. He said that he's asking the governor to consider running his charges concurrent rather than consecutive. He said when he signed his plea agreement, he didn't understand what the stipulation meant. Says he feels the sentence excessive because nobody was injured, hurt, a kill during the incident, you get 25 years is beyond excessive for a crime committed. From the pre-sentence report, this is an incident, the victims were identified as that lived in the house. It was Melinda, Michael, Keyshawn, April, and Tucson Bennett Dimmer. There were several victims inside the house and juveniles. Melinda told officers at Anderson that shortly before the shooting, as soon as Melinda hung up the phone, she heard several shots. She was on the phone, so I yelled for everyone in the house to get down. Melinda heard glass breaking and bullets flying throughout the house. Melinda stated she could not see who was doing the shooting outside, and she had everyone duck down for their safety. And moments later, you know, the shooting ceased inside the house. No one was actually injured inside the house. Officer Weston, who watched as two black male suspects jumped from the truck that they had pursued after the shooting, hitting the shots, they fired these subjects. The males exited the cab. Officer Weston chased the subjects, three of whom ran inside a resident. The fourth later identified as Robert Kell Echols III. The defendant in this case was found hiding underneath the vehicle and was taken into custody without incident. By now, numerous officers have responded back to the scene. According to the defendant, Mr. Evans stated he was under the influence of PCP, marijuana, and alcohol at the time this offense occurred, but he knew what he was doing was wrong. Mr. Evans said that there was supposed to be over, he supposed that there were more than over 100 gunshots fired at that house during that period of time. He was charged with count one to 10 years in prison for the discharging of a firearm. He was given 15 years that was to run consecutive for firing at a residence. According to the court documents that I have, the prison range for both of them, they were class two dangerous. The prison range was 7 years was the minimum, 10.5 years was the presumptive, and 21 years was the maximum for those charges, for both of those charges each. So he received for one of them a 10-year sentence, and which would have been within the range of the presumptive, and he received 15-year sentence, which was less than the maximum sentence that he would have received for the trial. He did take a plea agreement. As a result of the plea agreement, the charges was amended to the class two, to the drive-by shooting, the class two dangerous, and the other one was this 15-year sentence was a felony of discharging a firearm at a structure. Also, as a result of the plea agreement, there were several other charges that were there, but as a result of the plea agreement, they granted all of the state's motion to dismiss the remaining counts that were in the indictment. So there were several charges that could have been filed that were dismissed. I want to also make note that there is a document in here with a signature of, looks like, probably about 40 signatures on a petition. I'm going to read this petition to reduce the sentence for petitioner Tony J. Evers in the state of Arizona. We, the undersigned, believe the sentence was too harsh. The petitioner is a good citizen who made a mistake that should not cost him 25 years of his life. He has served 11 years of his sentence. We as a community would expect to ask the reduction of sentence be instated. I tell you, after I read this and looked over this, I thought that Mr. Edwards would have been deserving of a at least going to phase two to hear the rest of the sentence. However, after going through the Ames report and seeing all the tickets that he has received, I just can't be supportive of passing him on to phase two with the number of tickets that he has received between both in 16 and 17, and maybe at some point later he can reapply and come back before this board. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree, Mr. Johnson.
And I do happy with that, because this young man, I do want to just, he put on the record, this was, it appeared that this was a good young man. He was attending school, he was in college, he was doing good. He's doing good while he's in prison. But for some reason, over this last 2 years, he has taken a number of tickets. I'd just like to see him go ahead and get himself together. It's almost like he's following the exact same thing that he did when this incident occurred. He got upset, got with some friends, and wound up in trouble. Now he's doing the same thing while he's incarcerated over these last 2 years. So I'm going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Tony Edwards on to a phase two commutation hearing.
Okay.
Agreed.
Just going to conclude this hearing at this time.